Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We are on the letter A and the topic today is acid. We've all heard of acids before. You might have heard them in correlation with acids and bases.
Music festivals.
Yes, maybe people dropping a little bit of acid potentially. I would have no idea about that. But an acid in this case, we're referring to the Latin term acidus, which actually means sour. Why do you think acidus means sour? Right?
Oh, look, back in the day, these guys just tasted everything.
Right? I reckon there were some freaks that went into medicine and science just to taste all the different
body secretions.
Because they used to taste the urine for diabetes and obviously tasting different chemicals. And those that tasted sour were termed acids, hence acidus. Generally speaking, an acid is a molecule or substance that can donate a hydrogen ion, also known as a proton. That's called a Bronsted-Lowry acid, which is the predominant acid that we're going to talk about today that we often refer to in medicine. But you've also got other acids that form a covalent bond with an electron pair. So remember covalent bonds, if you go back to undergraduate.
So the strong bond, wasn't it?
No, it's just when two atoms share an electron pair.
Okay.
Instead of donating a pair to another one, they actually share that pair together.
Okay.
Right. So it's really nice friendship. And that's called a Lewis acid. But let's not talk about Lewis acids today. Let's talk about the Bronsted-Lowry acids, those that can donate.
Oh, yes. My favorite ones.
I thought so. Now, this is the important point to get across is that sometimes some substances become unstable in aqueous environments.
And is that water?
Water. So yes. Basically, when we're referring in biology and medicine.
I thought you were talking about acid.
Oh, smart, Matt. Very smart. Sometimes when they're unstable in this aqueous environment, they can donate a hydrogen ion, right? And that's what they do. And when they donate that hydrogen ion changes what we call the pH of the solution. And generally speaking, we're talking about the pH of the blood within medicine. And so if you've got a lot of hydrogen ions, the pH drops down and that's called an acid if you measure it. If the pH goes up, it's called a base. Now, people might go, wait a minute, you said an acid donated a hydrogen ion, but when you've got a lot of hydrogen ions, the solution is called an acid. Yes, because it's an indication that there's a lot of these substances that can donate these hydrogen ions. And there's a flux that goes on. So it doesn't just donate the hydrogen ions and then that's it and it's over. Many times, once it donates the hydrogen ions, it forms something called a conjugate base, which depending on the type of acid, if it's a strong or weak acid, it might be able to mop up that hydrogen ion if it needs to. So it can release an acid, release a hydrogen ion called an acid, that's an acid. But if it's a weak acid, the conjugate base that it forms might be able to mop that acid back up. So let me give you an example. There's a really important buffer of the body called the bicarbonate buffer system, where if you have too much carbon dioxide in your blood's mostly water and that carbon dioxide binds to the water. So CO2 plus H2O gives you H2CO3. and that's called carbonic acid.
It's an acid.
And therefore, by definition, being an acid, it donates a hydrogen ion, which means you're now left with a hydrogen ion and its conjugate base called a bicarbonate ion. And we often refer to bicarbonate ion as a base. And its job, if there's too many hydrogen ions in the solution,
soak it up,
is to soak it up and form that carbonic acid again and go in the reverse direction. So take home message here is that acids donate hydrogen ions and can change the pH of the solution. Now the question is, why is it important to know about acids changing the pH of solution? Because proteins, which structurally form all the important stuff of the body, but also perform all the important functional roles of the body, their conformation is dependent on the pH that they're floating in. So if that pH changes, it changes the conformation of the protein and its function.
And so their function equals, or form equals function in the protein?
Yeah, that's right.
So if you change its form, it may stop working.
Exactly. And so that means it's directly reliant upon acids and how many hydrogen ions are present within the solution. That's why acids are important.
And so this is why in some cases where a person becomes acidotic, they could have serious ramifications from a protein level, like their brain stops working effectively.
Exactly. That's the perfect clinical point.
Too much acid in the body.
Yeah, and that can happen a number of different ways. So when you eat a lot of proteins, proteins get broken up into acids because they're made up of nucleic acids. And so you can release a lot of hydrogens that way. And if your kidneys aren't working very well, you might not be able to get rid of them. And so you accumulate acids in the body and that changes the pH and the proteins and the cells don't like it and obviously can die off. But also you can have issues where-
Lactate?
You produce too much lactate and you can't get rid of that either. And that produces acid. Diabetics with ketones. So if diabetics can't use glucose because they don't have any insulin, they're forced to use a backup mechanism to get their energy. And that's called ketone bodies. But ketone bodies are also known as ketoacids and they release hydrogen ions. And if you produce too many of them, your blood can become acidic. And again, you can get something called ketoacidosis. There's many different ways. You can get respiratory acidosis. So if there's no way for you to get rid of all the carbon dioxide in your blood, remember I said carbon dioxide binds with water, creates carbonic acid, releases hydrogen ions. Take home message, disease states can result from acidic solutions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.